75 days have passed since two bombs exploded near the finish line of the Boston Marathon on April 15th, killing three people and injuring 260 more. A day that many had waited for arrived yesterday when charges, some carrying the death penalty, were brought against the surviving bombing suspect, Jahar Tsarnaev. WBUR's Usma Khalid reports on the federal grand jury indictment and the new details it reveals about the bombing and the suspects.
In a carefully orchestrated press conference, U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz summarized the charges against Jahar Tsarnaev, 30 in total, including a carjacking, using weapons of mass destruction, and bombing a place of public use. Ortiz, like all the other law enforcement officials who spoke, thanked colleagues for their diligence and made sure to give a nod to the victims.
And it is with the hundreds of injured, as well as the victims in this case, in mind that we proceed to seek and make sure that justice is served.
Ortiz also provided new details about specific steps Jahar and his brother Tamerlan allegedly took in the days leading up to the attack.
On or about March 20th, the defendant and his brother traveled to a firing range in Manchester, New Hampshire, where Zokar Tsarnaev rented two 9mm handguns, purchased 200 rounds of ammunition, and engaged in target practice.
The indictment also alleges Tsarnaev was inspired by an online Al-Qaeda publication called Inspire. He purportedly downloaded a copy of the magazine that included instructions on how to build an improvised explosive device using pressure cookers. The indictment says Tsarnaev downloaded various pieces of radical literature, including one book that glorified martyrdom and another that included writings from Anwar al-Awlaki. Awlaki was the American citizen who was accused of working with Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. He was killed in a 2011 U.S. drone strike in Yemen. The indictment also references a message Tsarnaev allegedly wrote in the boat in Watertown, where he was caught on April 19th. According to the indictment, Tsarnaev wrote several phrases, including this one: "The U.S. government is killing our innocent civilians. I can't stand to see such evil go unpunished." When pressed, Ortiz would not characterize the statements as a confession, but on another occasion, when asked about the brothers' motives, she pointed to foreign policy.
They took these acts as an explanation in some ways to affect what United States foreign policy may be.
17 of the 30 charges could carry the death penalty, but Ortiz says whether Tsarnaev will actually face that fate is up to U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder. The Middlesex DA's office has filed similar charges against Tsarnaev in its own indictment. Suffolk County District Attorney Dan Conley is not filing his own charges. He says it's best for the case to be prosecuted in federal court, and any indictments the county might offer would be redundant. Nonetheless, he was on hand for the grand jury indictment.
Tamerlan Tsarnaev's justice will be in the next world. But for his brother, accountability will begin right here in the District of Massachusetts.
The 19-year-old Jahar Tsarnaev will have his day in court next month. He'll be arraigned on July 10th. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.